The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back in November, each high school basketball team opened up their season and practices with the ultimate goal of reaching the state tournament. Tonight, state is here, and it's win or go home. And tonight, what a matchup we have to open up state tournament coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network as the Wetmore Cardinals are on the road at the St. John Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Gilman, taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and we're in the Class 1A Division 2 state tournament opening round. Yes, we are in Beloit. We are not at a normal host site because obviously COVID has made things different this year. So St. John Tipton hosting the Wetmore Cardinals here tonight. Looking at tonight's matchup, Wetmore under head coach Adam Moss, they're 17-7 coming into this game. They finished 7-6 in the Twin Valley League and had a hard-fought win in the championship of the Axel Substate on Saturday, a 33-32 victory in an upset of Hanover. It was a game that nobody thought Wetmore would hang around with Hanover, let alone win that game, but a 33-32 victory for the Cardinals. Kinsey Strothman hits the game-winning three in the final seconds to give Wetmore the win and bring them back to state where they have been now for the seventh time. The opponent, St. John Tipton Lady Blue Jays, they are 17-1 on the year under second-year head coach Leah Bergman. Funny enough, Coach Bergman, her husband, is actually the coach of the boys' team. They are also at state this year. And so Coach Leah Bergman, 36-7 in her career. And overall, St. John, 17-1, 10-0 in the Northern Plains League. They are 5-0 at home, 4-0 away, 4-1 in neutral games. And you look at their season, they've had just a high-scoring affair here this year. 76 points is their season high. That was back on February the 12th. Their lowest point total was against Phillipsburg on December the 12th. That was their only loss so far this year. And so you look at the St. John Lady Tipton team. They're led by Lauren Dubert, 22 points per game, one of the best players throughout the entire state. Not only does she average 22 points, she also pulls down 6 rebounds a game and shoots over 75% from the free throw line. So she is going to be the girl that Wetmore has to find a way to limit and stop here tonight. But it should be a fun one between two teams that are looking to move on to the state semifinals and the Final Four coming up this weekend. But again, it is the Wetmore Cardinals and the St. John Lady Tipton Blue Jays. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from head coach Adam Moss of the Wetmore Cardinals as our pregame show continues here on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Welcome back inside our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show as we're getting set for Class 1A Division 2 state basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Adam Moss, head coach of the Wetmore Girls. And coach, we'll start with this. What an exciting, strong victory for your girls on Saturday over Hanover. It was a game where, to be honest, nobody really gave your girls a shot to win that game because of the storied program that Hanover is on the girls' side. But your girls battle, as they've done all season long, win 33-32, game-winning three-pointer by Kinsey Strothman with just a few seconds left. So we'll start with that. Take us back to that game, that moment, her hitting that shot, and just the win for your girls now going to state.
You know, there was a game that was pretty well within 3-4 points either way for both teams all night. It was kind of a game of many swings for both teams. We did an excellent job of keeping them contained on the outside. They didn't hit their three-point shots that they normally get. They had a couple during the game, but nothing that really gave them their momentum they really like to get. We handled their press really well. The fourth quarter was kind of back and forth. They got a little advantage of us on us there down the stretch. We had a big stop with about 35 seconds to go or so, and we came down and called a timeout there. We decided to go for the win, and we ran a set that all the girls were really comfortable with, that we've run a lot here over the last 3-4 years. And they executed it perfectly, and Kinsey wanted the shot, and she got it, and she nailed it. So, we ended up getting a stop there on a scramble at the end, And just, I'm so proud of the girls. They played so hard. They gave a great effort the other night. And everything that they've put that work in for this year, we accomplished our main goal, which was to get to state. It's been an excellent 24 hours, and it's going to be a quick turnaround here.
Yeah, you talk about Kenzie hitting that shot, winning that shot, and taking that shot. I know we've talked several times throughout this year, and you said, you know, you've just been waiting for her to step up into the moment and really take the reins and be the true leader that you want her to be. Do you feel like you finally saw that there on Saturday, and that's the reason why you were so comfortable with her taking that shot?
I did. You know, she was huge for us the other day. She had almost what you'd say a quiet 18, but she was huge down the stretch. She had some huge plays, some rebounds off of, you know, Reagan had a few block shots, and Kenzie was there to clean up the rebounds, and we had some big stops. You know, I've been waiting for her to, you know, kind of, you know, say, Coach, I really want this shot. And, you know, I looked at her in the huddle, and I said, we're going to run this play, and I said, you're getting the shot. You want it? She said, yeah, I want it, and I'm going to make it. And, you know, in the past, she's such a nice kid that she's almost like, well, if you say so, Coach, okay, I'll go do that. And, you know, she owned the moment on Saturday, and you know, we're all very proud of her for that.
And it's not just Kenzie. I mean, you had Reagan Osterhaus there with she was just a brick wall there on the inside, had double-digit blocks she's had a couple times this year. Alyssa Bloom, I know, running the point, she's really stepped up from a leadership role, and kind of the same thing as Kenzie right now. All the cares about is winning. Do you really feel like the girls are kind of finding their role and now knowing that right now all it takes is winning?
Yes. You know, as you mentioned there, Reagan has been huge for us in the middle of that zone defense. She's kind of a human eraser in there. We know that we can play out a little bit, gamble, and get out and pressure people to kind of prevent the threes, because we know we've got a very tall girl in there that's got a lot of experience that understands what she's supposed to be doing in there. And you know, a lot of times you think, well, man, she's not moving her feet very well, but she does get those shots and she gets in the right position to block them. And Alyssa, I'm so proud of her. She's developed so much. She's come a long way. She doesn't worry about her shot anymore. She's more worried about getting her teammates involved, protecting the basketball, and getting us into the sets that we need to be in and get us all in the right position. You know, she made that comment to me. She goes, Coach, I don't care if I score another point all year. You know, she goes, I want to win a state championship. That's the mentality we've been looking for all along. You know, she's been playing really, really good defense, steals, rebounds, assists. You know, she gives us that for another week, and we're going to have a really solid chance.
And you talk about having a quick turnaround. You'll have a tough one on the road coming up tonight here. You're at Beloit St. John Tipton, a team that's 18-1 on the year and features one of the better players throughout the state. So what do you look at here with tonight's matchup and your opponent in Beloit St. John?
Yeah, Lauren Dubbert is a really solid basketball player. She's got a really good IQ for the game. She can come off the screen left or right and get her shots. You know, whether it's 22 feet and in, she's constantly looking for it. So we got to be mindful to try to chase off some of those screens if we can, if we're going man-to-man. If we're in zone, we're going to have to locate her out. I mean, all the way out past the three-point line. We can't just let her stand out there and just rain away. You know, we can't let her just fire away. So they got a couple other girls that are pretty solid. They're not very big. So we're hoping maybe we can utilize our size inside and attack them that way and keep them contained on the other end on defense.
Well, Coach, we definitely look forward to tonight's matchup and want to congratulate you and your girls on what has been a successful and fantastic season to this point. But, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be talking to you here later on this week.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, thank you, Coach. Again, Adam Moss, head coach of the Wetmore Girls, joining us here on our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll get set to get starters and get the ball game underway as we're at the 1A Division II State Tournament here on 92.1 KMZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back here to Beloit High School. We're getting set for Class 1A Division II State Basketball. 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Our starting lineup for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard in the Wetmore Cardinals. Under head coach Adam Moss, a senior Abby Shoemaker, junior Kinsey Stroffman, senior Reagan Osterhaus, senior Alyssa Bloom, and junior Michaela Mock. So again, for the Cardinals, Shoemaker, Stroffman, Osterhaus, Bloom, and Mock, the starting five here tonight. Kinsey Stroffman, the leader for the Cardinals, 14 points, 9 rebounds a game. Reagan Osterhaus, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks tonight. And Alyssa Bloom, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals tonight. She is the stat stuffer for the Cardinals. And for St. John Timpton, under head coach Leah Bergman in her second season, a 5'8 sophomore Ella Wild, 5'7 junior Leah Brummer, 5'7 junior Paige Hollerick, 5'6 senior Lauren Schmidt, and 5'7 senior Lauren Duber. So again, for the Blue Jays, Wiles, Brummer, Hollerick, Schmidt, and Duber, the starting five here tonight. Duber, we talked about her earlier, she is the go-to player for the Lady Blue Jays, averages 22 points tonight, 6 rebounds, and shoots over 75% from the free throw line. Wiles is about 5 points, 4 rebounds tonight. Hollerick, 8 points, 4 rebounds tonight as well. Leah Brummer, she is around 9 points, 3 rebounds tonight for the Lady of Blue Jays. Wetmore in their road red uniforms, white numerals trimmed in black, Blue Jays in their home whites. But with that, we're going to step aside for the national anthem. We'll come back and get the ball game underway on 92.1 KMZ Day.
Come visit the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore with home-cooked breakfast every Monday through Saturday morning, plus open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and Sunday fried chicken lunch from 11 to 2. Make plans for the Dinner Bell Easter Buffet on Sunday, April 4th at the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. The Wetmore Veterinary Clinic provides the best quality care for your animals, whether a family pet or livestock. Dr. Trent Glick and Dr. Elsie McCoy help your animals stay healthy and happy. Visit Wetmore Vet Clinic with Dr. Glick and Dr. McCoy on Highway 9, just east of Wetmore.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is Chris York with JBN Telephone Company. JBN offers speeds up to 100 megs a second. We service Barnes, Fairview, Soldier, Wetmore, Corning, Netawaka, Gulf, and Havensville. We're local, reliable. We work hard to do the right thing right. You can learn more about JBN Telephone Company at www.jbntelco.com. JBN Telephone Company, where we do the right thing right. Since 1955.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Wetmore in their road red. They'll go from left to right in this first half. The Blue Jays of St. John Tipton in their home whites. They will go from right to left. Wetmore will start with the basketball, and with that, we are set to go. It's the quarterfinals of the Class 1A Division II State Tournament. 8 minutes are on the clock. Referee blows his whistle. The Cardinals get the basketball in, and it'll be Alyssa Bloom to walk the basketball up the floor for Wetmore. Blue Jays starting a man-to-man. Osterhaus right at the head of the circle. Dribbles once, center of the corner to Shoemaker. Stroffman's calling for the basketball. A great matchup between her and Duber. Now Osterhaus nearly travels, but they're going to get a bump foul before that. is they'll get it on Lauren Schmidt. That will be her first and the first team foul on either side. 7:43 to go in the opening quarter. Wetmore with the basketball back. Mock will trigger it in. Gets it out to Bloom right at the head of the circle. She'll dribble with the right hand, guarded by Hollering. Now spinning at the top of the key is Bloom. Stops on the right wing. Now all the way to the corner, and they'll get a 5-second call. And Wetmore will turn it over for the first time as Hollerick was all over Bloom the entire time as she got the inbound pass. So now St. John Tipton will have their opening possession of the night, and it'll be Dubert, the star, who will walk it up the floor. Wetmore's going to start in the 2-3 zone. They're not going to do anything different. They're going to just try to play what they know. Coach Moss said they might junk it up a little bit at times and just to kind of hold down Dubert the best they can. Right now, St. John Tipton is working the ball around the horn. Here's Dubert on the left wing. She'll just pull up, shoot a deep triple. It's way off the left side of the rim. No good. It's tapped out of bounds, and it will be left touched by Osterhaus and Blue Jay basketball. 7:08 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Dubert will trigger it in from the baseline. Dubert still looking. Kicks it out on top. Kick to the right of the head of the circle to Hollerick. She'll dribble twice. Now pick it back up. Feed it up on top to Broomer. Now Dubert. There it coming out on her hard. Pass inside, wide open, and the shot blocked away by Osterhaus and taken by Strothman. Osterhaus with 13 blocks on Saturday picks up right where she left off. Shoemaker in the left corner flicks it out on top to Strothman, and now the center circle. Here's Bloom. She'll dribble to the left wing, guarded by Hollerick, and feed it to the left side of the floor to Shoemaker. They are daring her to shoot the basketball. And now she'll feed it down low to Strothman on the left block. Backs down, shoots up, gets hit on the arm and fouled. That'll be number one on Lauren Dubert. That's a big start to this game for the Cardinals. Dubert picks up number one, and Strothman will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. So that'll send Strothman to the line, coming off 18 points in the sub-state championship win on Saturday, including the game winner, but her first free throw here is short. Strothman again averages 14 points, 9 rebounds a game. And her second free throw is no good. Missed it both, but Osterhaus had the rebound and lost it. It is taken away by Dubert, and here she comes quickly. All quickly in transition, Dubert to the baseline. Brummer with the basketball, down low, a shot blocked out of bounds by Strothman. And already you can see the size playing big for the Cardinals in the opening 2 minutes of this game. Still no score, 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Dubert will trigger it in from the baseline for the Blue Jays. Out on the left wing, back into the corner. Here's a three by Dubert. It is in there. First good luck for Dubert, and she drills it. Her first basket of the night. It's 3-0 Blue Jays. 6:10 to go in the first, and now pressure. Bloom just throws it away. Try to get it up to Mock, but it's going to go out of bounds. And right away, the pressure gets to the Cardinals, and that'll send, for the first time, Caitlin Claycamp, a sophomore, into the game to replace Mock. 6:07 to go, opening quarter, 3-0 Blue Jays. And St. John Tipton with the basketball operating from right to left. Hollerick across the timeline, feed the left side to Dubert. She gets the screen, kicks her right side of the floor to Brummer. This is Leah with the basketball. She'll dribble once. Now Dubert again, deep right of the wing. The left-handed dribble. She'll get between the rings. Take it left side to Hollerick. And now top ball stolen away by Strothman. Kinsey, left-hand layup is no good. Partially blocked. That's going to go out of bounds and be last touched by Brummer. So it'll stay with Wetmore. 5:42 to go in the first. The Cardinals will have it baseline out of bounds, and it will be Strothman to trigger it in. Strothman in the middle lane to Osterhaus. She'll put it up over the front of the rim. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be yanked away by Jake Knox Tipton. Here's Dubert quickly the other way. Nice pass. Brummer up ahead, and she gets hit on the arm and fouled. And Leah Brummer will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair on a nice feed from Lauren Dubert. So that will send Leah Brummer to the free throw line. She's 75%. From the stripe on the year, 31 of 41. Brummer, right-handed shooter. First free throw is short. Strothman was 0 for 2. Brummer starts 0 for 1, but she'll have one more. 5:33 to go in the first. The Blue Jays leading 3-0, and her second one is good. So now 4-0 Blue Jays, and again, pressure in the backcourt. Osterhaus just kicks it up to Shoemaker. She'll get across the timeline. Double team comes. Ball poked away. It'll go out of bounds, though, and be Wetmore basketball again on the far sideline. Bloom will trigger it in on that far sideline. 5.5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Cardinals looking for their first points of the night. A low-scoring team. The Cardinals want to keep this in the low to mid-30s. Bloom now all the way out near midcourt. Dribbles with the right hand of the wing. Now crosses over and gets the drop out on top. Now back to Bloom. She'll dribble into the corner. Stop. Now back it out. A double team comes. Off to Stroffman. The ball poked away. Stroffman's got it back. Now Bloom in the corner. Back off Stroffman right of the wing. Oster out top of the key. Right side of the floor to Stroffman. He'll hand it back off to Bloom. He will reset out the top. Bloom now to the Shoemaker on the right wing. Looking across the floor. Looking inside. Oster out. She's got it. Double team comes. Back out Shoemaker. Her shot is blocked away by Brummer and taken by the Blue Jays. Here's Duber quickly the other way. Stock pulled up from 17 feet. Her shot off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Stroffman of Wetmore. Shoemaker now will hand it back off and give it off to Stroffman. And Kinsey will walk it across the timeline. 4:30 to go in the first. 4-0. St. John Simpson leads. Osterhaus to the foul line. Hands it back off to Stroffman. She'll step back, shoot a three. It's no good, but they call it travel before the shot. So the Cardinals will turn it over for the third time. Mock right back into the game. She'll replace Play Camp. And St. John Simpson will have it back as we're under 4.5 to go in the first. Brummer on the right wing. Gets it off into the corner to Dubert. Mock out on her. Back on the right side of that front court to Brummer. Left side, Hollerick. She'll dribble once and out of the foul line. A jumper put up by Lauren Schmidt off the rim. She got her own rebound. Kicks it back on the top. Dubert straight away. Three is short. And a long rebound will be yanked away by Bloom. Now she's got a breakaway. Bloom drives in, stops. Her shot is going to be picked out of bounds. And it'll be Wetmore basketball. A good hustle by Duber. Duber with that one foul early on had to be careful, but got all ball. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Blue Jays. Timeout on the floor, 3:57 to go in the opening quarter. It's 4-0 St. John Simpson. Let's take the break and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Shoemaker, a three, and it's good. Abby Shoemaker from the left corner out of the timeout, and Wetmore is on the board. 4-3, St. John Simpson leads. Now Hollerick tries to answer. Her three short. Fight for the rebound. It's yanked away. Now Dubert out on top. Left side, Hollerick. Stroffman closed out. Now a steal. Bloom picks off the pass. The second turnover for the Blue Jays. Bloom into the forecourt. Dribbles it back out between the rings. Now crosses over and feeds to the right wing to Mott. Looking inside for Osterhaus. She was open and they missed her. Osterhaus calling for the basketball. Now a lot of contact. Ball is loose on the floor and we'll have a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it over to the Blue Jays. Coach Moss not happy with Mott as she had Osterhaus wide open on the right block and didn't get it to her. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's 4-3 St. John Simpson. And here's Hollerick to dribble the ball across half court. Left side, Duber. Stroffman closes out on her. They're going to have a body on Duber wherever she goes. It's not being in the zone. Here's a high jumper that's banked in from the top of the key by Ella Wiles. That will be her first field goal of the night. It's 6-3. St. John Simpson on top and now pressure in the backcourt. Bloom dribbles it up. Hands it off to Stroffman. She'll give it off to Osterhaus and now across the timeline. And they'll give it back to Stroffman between the rings. Now Bloom left at the head of the circle. 6-3 our score. St. John Simpson leads by 3. Mock inside to Osterhaus on the right block. She'll back down, spin, shoot, and hit. Reagan Osterhaus from the right baseline pulls the Cardinals back to within one with 2.5 to go in quarter number one. Brummer on the right wing to the foul line to Wild. She'll dribble out to the wing, kick it left side, but his pass knocked out of bounds. Bob Bloom has been everywhere so far defensively for the Cardinals. St. John Simpson will bring in Katie Brummer, a 5'7 sophomore, to replace Wild. 2:23 to go in the first, 6-5, St. John Simpson. Dewar looking to key the basketball in. Kicks it right side to Hollerick. Up on top, and a steal for Bloom. Alyssa, left lane line drive, stops left hand, layup is good. First point of the night for Alyssa Bloom, the third turnover for the Blue Jays, and Wetmore has their first lead of the night. The Cardinals lead 7-6 as we approach 2 minutes to go in the first. Dubber, a pull-up jumper is good from the right wing. It's a tough shot to defend, 5 for Dubert. And out of the other way, the Cardinals have numbers. Mott crosses over in the front court, kicks it back out to Stroffman, and they'll reset with 1:50 to go in quarter number one. St. John tips it 8, Wetmore 7. Mock with the basketball on the right wing. Dribbles into the corner, now stops. Feeds it back out to Bloom, who will reset. Bloom now, up on top, Mock. He'll kick it left side to Shoemaker. Wants the screen, doesn't get it. Now Shoemaker dribbles to the wing, picks up her dribble. She's in trouble, gets it back off to Bloom between the ring. Arnold's facing a lot of pressure. Shoemaker. Inside Osterhaus. She's got on the baseline. Back out Shoemaker. Now it's turned over. Fourth turnover for the Cardinals. And back the other way. Dubert up on top. Bloom comes out on her. Now a spinning jumper. It's blocked away into the hands of the Cardinals. Brewer had it tipped away. And now the Cardinals will hold on to it with Bloom. And she'll bring it across the forecourt as we're under a minute to go in the first. Shoemaker left to the head of the circle. Waits this first screen up on top. Now feeds it between the rings to Mott. She'll hold it high above her head. Now Shoemaker get on the left wing. They're letting a lot of contact go early on in this game. Shoemaker in trouble now as she gets fouled. Yeah, they got to call someone eventually. My goodness. Finally, they'll get a foul on Brummer. That will be her first, third team foul. And that will bring for the first time Emma Jones, a 5'8 sophomore, into the game for the Blue Jays. Jones only averages 1.7 points a night and only 1.8 rebounds a game. 42.6 to go in quarter number one. Wetmore trailing 8-7 with the basketball. Bloom two steps in front of half court. Dribbles to the center circle. Feeds it right wing to Shoemaker. Looking inside for Stropping. Now up on top to Mock. She'll get double teamed. A ball loose on the floor. We'll have a whistle. No, we finally will. We're going to jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Wetmore. Mock is going to come out of the game. Again, Coach Mock not happy with Mock. It'll be Caitlin Claycamp who will come into the game, and Mock is not happy. She is upset with herself. She's in tears on the bench. 27.5 to go in the first quarter. Claycamp with the ball between the rings. Now here's Bloom. She'll go all the way to the center circle. Feed it right side of the floor to Shoemaker. They're trying to get Stroffman on a back cut. They missed her again, and again, that's Coach Mock cannot believe it. Drop into the baseline, back out Shoemaker, and she puts up a 3, but a 3-second violation. Turnover number 5 on the Cardinals, and the Blue Jays will have it back with 13.2 to go. So Dubert will dribble it up across the half-court stripe with 10 seconds to go in the first. The Cardinals are going to go to a man-to-man now. 7 seconds, Dubert dribbles back left side, flicks it around to the front court. To Schmidt, now back Dubert, a 25-footer, it's airballed, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. One quarter in the book. The Blue Jays, 8. Wetmore, 7. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with second quarter action on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore 8-7. The Blue Jays will start with the basketball as they operate from right to left in their home white uniforms. Dubert keeps it up on top to Brummer. That's Leah with the basketball, and now Holler is up to the head of the circle. Dubert dribbles to the wing, drives to the baseline, scoops up a shot high off the window with the left hand. It's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Kleykamp yanks it away, and now gives it off to Shoemaker, who will hand it off to Strothman. Strothman dribbles it across half court. Cardinals have struggled at times against pressure, and they've struggled to just get a shot off at the end of the last quarter. Bloom nearly travels. Now Shoemaker up on top. Down to the baseline to Kleykamp. She'll dribble, have it knocked free, loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will have it with the Cardinals. 7:18 to go in the half. It's 8-7. St. John Tipton leads. Kleykamp will trigger it in. Into the corner to Bloom. She'll spot for an open three. It is airballed long, and the rebound will go to Wiles of the Blue Jays. Dubert quickly the other way, all the way in transition. Scoops it off to a player on the baseline. It's going to be Brummer, who gets hit and fouled by Osterhaus. She got caught. He got him in no man's land. It wasn't necessarily her fault. She was just trying to stop the basketball as Dubert came flying up the front court. But Osterhaus is going to pick up her first. That will be team foul number two. Brummer first free throw is good. So Brummer is now 2 of 3 to start this game from the free throw line. She'll have one more. Second free throw on the way is also good. If she goes 2 of 2 from the line, she's got 3. It's 10-7. St. John Tipton leads, and Strothman easily breaks the pressure herself and kicks it off to the near side to Bloom. 7 minutes to go in the half, 10-7, St. John Tipton. Bloom out on top, dribbles to the wing, nearly a 5-second call again. Strothman in the right corner. Osterhaus spins, shoots, and hits again. Osterhaus, just with that size, is able to elevate and shoot over any defender. She's got 4, and it's 10-9, St. John Tipton, 6:40 to go in the half. Dubert dribbles to the wing, hands it off to Hollerick. And they got away with a double dribble, and now a 3 by Brummer is way too strong. Rebound to Strothman of Wetmore. Strothman hands it off to Bloom. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Bloom all the way off to the left wing. Now inside, a ball tipped free and stolen away by the Blue Jays. Here's Brummer the other way. 6 turnover for the Cardinals. Dubert up on top. Wide open straight away. 3. No. Wide right. Long rebound into the corner. Tracked down by Hollerick. Now she's in trouble. She'll kick it off. And the wing to Schmidt, who dribbles it back and hands it off. Dubert between the rings. Dubert on the left wing, kicks the far side of the floor. Here's a jumper by Brummer. It's short. Rebound to Kleykamp of Wetmore. And now we'll get a reach-in foul on St. John Tipton. That'll go on Schmidt. That will be her second. And the Cardinals will have it baseline out of bounds and, again, face pressure. Bloom in the backcourt gets double-teamed. Tries to get it off to Osterhaus. The ball tip free. Osterhaus has got it. Now Strothman. And she'll clear it. And Coach Adam Moss is going to take his first time out. We will take this with him. 5:47 to go in the half. It's 10-9. St. John Tipton leads by 1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check, and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 5:47 to go in quarter number 2. It's 10-9. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore. The Cardinals with the basketball, though, out of the break. Bloom has the ball in the backcourt. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. Now crosses over. Still in the backcourt. He gets across the timeline, but gets bumped by Hollerick. And that will be her first and the 5th team foul. Cardinals with the basketball again. And Bloom across the timeline. Here's Strothman now left of the head of the circle, guarded by Dubert. Strothman to the corner, spins. Flicks it up on top to Bloom, who again resets to the center circle. Bloom still with the basketball. Gets a screen from Shoemaker. Now Bloom reverses dribble, picks it up, gives it to Shoemaker, and now Stroffman. Stroffman out on top. Left side of the floor to Bloom. Down to the baseline, Clay Camp. Backs down, spins, shoots up a shot that's no good. Duber with a rebound, and now a foul going the other way, and I think I saw Shoemaker. It is going to be her first. Step back, that's actually her second. The 13th foul, though, on the Cardinals. 5:08 to go in the half. St. John tips in with a 10-8, 10-9 lead. Wiles up on top. She'll try it, too. It's too strong. The rebound is Shoemaker. And Wetmore will be perfectly okay if it's anybody but Dubert shooting from that far away. Stroffman across half court. Kicks it up to the top of the key. To Osterhout. She'll have the ball stripped free, loose on the floor. She's got it. Now she just hold on to it, and it'll be a jump ball. And St. John Tipton will have it on the arrow. So 4:43 to go in the half. St. John Tipton continues to lead by one. Blue Jays of the basketball as they operate from right to left. Hollerick up on top. They're daring her to shoot. Now Brummer to the baseline. Schmidt has the ball tipped free, loose on the floor. Wetmore's got it, and this will be another jump ball, and this time the Cardinals will have it on the arrow. So Wetmore continuing to play great defense. As Clay Camp will check out, Mock back in. Osterhaus will trigger it in. Gets it into Mock in the backcourt. Now Shoemaker. She'll dribble it twice across the timeline. Now gets double teamed. Gets it off to Osterhaus. Nearly stepped on the center line. Now pass inside is going to be knocked free by Dubert and stolen away. Cardinals turned it over 7 times. Now Schmidt into the forecourt. To the baseline. Backing down is Wild. Off to Hollerick. Her shot off the window is good. First basket of the night for Paige Hollerick. 12-9 our score. 4:03 to go in the half. Mock into the forecourt. Stops. Picks up her dribble. Still with the basketball. Hands it off to Osterhaus. And she'll just put it on her right hip and hold on to it and reset. Osterhaus dribbles to the wing. Hands it back off to Bloom. It will back things up near midcourt and reset the offense with 3:45 to go in the half. Bloom all the way to the baseline. Stops. Goes up and under. Hits the bottom of the backboard. And then the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Bloom. And it will be St. John Tipton basketball. Jones back into the game for the Lady Jays to replace Wild. It will be Lady J basketball as we have 3:35 to go in the half. Dubert kicks it right side of the floor to Brummer. Now Dubert, left side, Hollerick. Left elbow to Jones. Dribbles, kicks it off to Dubert between the ring. She'll dribble back off to the left wing. Bloom all over her. Dubert now, hop step in the middle lane. Pull up 10-footer high off the window. Is way too strong. Rebound is fought for, and we're getting another jump ball. And the Lady Jays will keep it on the arrow. 3:15 to go now, and it'll be Dubert to trigger it in from the baseline. Dubert kicks it into Jones in the left corner. Hollering. Back right side of the floor. We're going to need a legal screen. Yeah, that was a pretty easy call. That was going to be on Schmidt, and that is going to be her third. So she is going to have to come out of the game. Wiles will come right back in. 3:11 to go in the half. It's 12-9. St. John Tipton. And the Cardinals with a basketball with a chance to tie the game with a three. Mock has the ball stripped free, but it's into the hands of Bloom. Now Mock is tapped out of bounds by Hollerick. There'll be what more basketball. So again, Osterhaus will trigger it in. Just gets it into Stroffman. Now back to Osterhaus. Kicked up ahead Bloom, and now a 3-on-2. Bloom didn't like it, so she'll back it back out and reset the offense as we're under 3 minutes to go. Bloom up on top, Osterhaus. She'll dribble one. Back set screen to Stroffman. Dribbles to the baseline. Stops, forced it up off the window. The shot's no good. The rebound fought for is going to be yanked away. And that turned over by the Blue Jays. Good job by Shoemaker and Mock to step in there and force some pressure. So the Blue Jays turned over for the fourth time, and the Cardinals will have it sideline out of bounds with 2:45 to go in the first half. Lock right at the head of the circle. Bloom to the right baseline. Stops. Forces up a shot. Jackson tried to feed it inside to Osterhaus, who was not expecting the basketball. And it goes off her feet and out of bounds. And so the Blue Jays will have it back with 2:35 to go in the half. Dubert dribbles to the right wing. Pull up three-pointer on the way. It's good. My goodness, that's a tough shot. Dubert with eight. And it's quickly a six-point advantage for the Blue Jays. And now a steal from Dubert. Dubert dribbles to the top, all the way to the right wing. Now back down in the wing. Dubert still with it up on top. Crosses over. Steps back. Dribbles into the corner. Dubert thought about a pull-up. Now inside to Jones. She'll throw up a shot that's no good, but another foul. And that's going to be on Osterhaus. That will be number two. Just a little alert. Lauren Dubert is as advertised. Emma Jones to the free throw line. Only 29% on the year, but she calmly drills the first. One more for Jones. She only attempted 17 of them on the year, and she's only made five. And she drills both, of course, here. Jones with two, 17-9 our score. Bloom now kicks it up ahead to Mock, but it's out of bounds. Turnover number nine for the Cardinals. All of a sudden, the momentum is all on the side of Lady Jays with 2:07 to go in the half. Right ahead of the circle, Brummer a three, no. Rebound yanked away by Osterhaus, and they'll give it off to Strothman, who will reset and dribble it across the timeline. Up ahead, Shoemaker, a double team comes back to Strothman, and now Bloom in the center circle. Bloom dribbles to the left wing, kicks it up on top to Osterhaus. Osterhaus dribbles, gives the left side of the floor to Strothman. She'll cross over. Now Osterhaus again out on top. She'll dribble with the right hand, back out, shoot it to Bloom, to the right wing. Bloom gets the screen, rejected to the top of the key. Now back left side, Shoemaker, 90 seconds to go in the half. Shoemaker to Mock out on top. She steps up, dribbles it up, gives it off to Osterhaus at the elbow, and she just threw it away, but it's tipped out of bounds by Hollerick, and so it'll stay with Wetmore. Well, Bloom's got it just across the head of the circle, 1:15 to go. Now Bloom dribbles it out on top, has it stolen away by Dubert. She'll have a wide-open left-hand layup and drill it. 10 for Dubert, and the lead is 10 for St. John Tipton as we're under a minute to go in the half. Osterhaus looking to get it into Strothman, but it's stolen away. But stepping out of bounds is Brummer. And so the Cardinals facing a ton of pressure and adversity right now. Trailing by 10, 53.3 to go in the half. Mock gets it into Osterhaus. She'll get it back to Bloom. She crosses over and gets it off to Osterhaus. Now back to Bloom. And she'll dribble across the timeline. 45 seconds to go. Bloom, a lot of pressure out on top. Has to just force a dribble to the wing. Now she'll get to the baseline. Off to Strothman. Down low to Osterhaus. She gets double teamed. She'll spin, shoot a jumper anyways, and hit it again. Six for Osterhaus. It doesn't matter who's on her. She's so tall, she can just turn and spin and shoot over any defender that's guarding her here tonight. 19-11, St. John Tipton, 20 seconds to go in the half. Dewart's just going to dribble across the timeline, probably going to try to get a screen out on top and get to her shot, fading to her right hand. 10 seconds now. Dubert still with the basketball, two steps in front of the timeline. 7 seconds. Dubert just going to dribble to the wing, all the way into the corner. Pull up 15-footer. No. Airballed long. Strothman will dribble it the other way, and she gets fouled, and it'll be a 1-1 going to the other end for Kinsey Strothman. What a series of events here to finish off the first half. And that foul comes with .9 on the clock. Osterhaus gets the bucket, and now Strothman to the line for a 1-1. Although she's 0-2 so far here in this first half. Strothman's free throw, yes. If she earns the bonus, she'll shoot one more. And this would bring the Cardinals back to within a much more manageable six. at the half. Second one. Got it. Stroffman drills both. The Blue Jays will just get it in. Duber to hold on to it, and that's it. Two corners in the book. The Cardinals hanging right with the St. John Tipton Lady Blue Jays, who are number two in Class 1A Division II. It's 19-13. The Blue Jays lead here at the half. We'll take our halftime timeout. We'll come back with your first half statistics here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Come visit the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore with home-cooked breakfast every Monday through Saturday morning, plus open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and Sunday fried chicken lunch from 11 to 2. Make plans for the Dinner Bell Easter Buffet on Sunday, April 4th at the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. The Wetmore Veterinary Clinic provides the best quality care for your animals, whether a family pet or livestock. Dr. Trent Glick and Dr. Elsie McCoy help your animals stay healthy and happy. Visit Wetmore Vet Clinic with Dr. Glick and Dr. McCoy on Highway 9, just east of Wetmore.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is Chris York with JBN Telephone Company. JBN offers speeds up to 100 megs a second. We service Barnes, Fairview, Soldier, Wetmore, Corning, Netawaka, Gulf, and Havensville. We're local, reliable. We work hard to do the right thing right. You can learn more about JBN Telephone Company at www.jbntelco.com. JBN Telephone Company, where we do the right thing right since 1955.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of tonight's Class 1A Division II state quarterfinal matchup on the girls' side. St. John Tipton, 17-1. Lead Wetmore, 19-13 here at intermission. It was a 10-point lead for St. John Tipton with just about 15 seconds to go in the half. But Reagan Osterhaus hit a jumper, and then on the other end, the Cardinals got a missed jumper by Dubert, a rebound by Stroffman, and then she was fouled, went to the other end, made both free throws. So a quick 4-0 spurt at the end of quarter number two has the Cardinals down by just six here at intermission at 19-13. Looking at the first half numbers, St. John Tipton, only four turnovers, two threes, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. They were led in scoring by Lauren Dubert. She had 10 on two threes. 3 points for Leah Brummer, and then 2 apiece for Ella Wiles, Paige Hollerick, and Emma Jones. Wetmore, meanwhile, they had 9 turnovers in the first half, 5 in the first, 4 in the second. They hit 1 3-pointer. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line. And the Cardinals are led in scoring by Reagan Osterhaus, who has 6-3 for Abby Shoemaker, 2 apiece for Kinsey Stroffman and Alyssa Bloom. So we're going to have halftime score. St. John Tipton 19, Wetmore 13. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at other scores from games going on around the area when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire.
and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Come visit the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore with home-cooked breakfast every Monday through Saturday morning, plus open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and Sunday fried chicken lunch from 11 to 2. Make plans for the Dinner Bell Easter Buffet on Sunday, April 4th at the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. The Wetmore Veterinary Clinic provides the best quality care for your animals, whether a family pet or livestock. Dr. Trent Glick and Dr. Elsie McCoy help your animals stay healthy and happy. Visit Wetmore Vet Clinic with Dr. Glick and Dr. McCoy on Highway 9, just east of Wetmore.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is Chris York with JBN Telephone Company. JBN offers speeds up to 100 megs a second. We service Barnes, Fairview, Soldier, Wetmore, Corning, Netawaka, Gulf, and Havensville. We're local, reliable. We work hard to do the right thing right. You can learn more about JBN Telephone Company at www.jbntelco.com. JBN Telephone Company, where we do the right thing right since 1955.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here to Beloit High School. We're at halftime of tonight's Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinal state game. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore 19-13 here at the half. Taking a look at other scores of games involving area teams. The Valley Falls boys trailing big to Waubunsee at halftime 36-21. Sabetha girls, though, in Class 3A on top of Silver Lake at the half 20-8. And the Holton boys trail Bishop Miage 31-9 in Class 4A. That game is at halftime as well. And it looks like the Donovan West girls trail by 2 to Little River 27-25. Number one overall seed in the 3A girls state tournament in a barn burner at halftime. Cheney is tied at 18 with Halstead at the half. That would be a major, major, major upset if Cheney falls in the opening round of state. A lot of people have picked them to win the 3A girls side of state. I know I saw a thing to put out today that Ron Baker, former Wichita State guard, picked his team that he thought was going to win state throughout every class, and one of the ones he thought was Cheney winning the girls 3A state championship. So that's a score we'll monitor as this night rolls along, just because why not? It's a big game throughout the state of Kansas. Now again, the winner of this game will move on to the semifinals the rest of this week. That'll be played in Barton County Community College. And it's just a weird deal. It's extremely weird on just how everything has shaped up with postseason and substate and now state, as they will be held again at the 1A Division 2. Will be at Barton Community College. That'll be in Great Bend. And for the girls' side, they will have their semifinals played on a Thursday. Central Plains has already moved on here in 1A Division 2 with a 51-32 victory over St. Paul. And how it's going to work, again, 1A Division 2, the girls will be in the semifinals. It'll be 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock That'll be on Thursday. So, again, our halftime score here, 19-13. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore. We're set to go to start the third quarter. The Cardinals will have the opening possession of the half. They will operate from right to left in the second half. St. John Tipton in their home whites will go from left to right as the Cardinals are in their road reds. We are set to go, and we are underway. Alyssa Bloom will control it out across the timeline for the Cardinals. Be the right side of the floor, Shoemaker. St. John Tipton in the man-to-man. Bloom, inside ball, stolen away. Tubert, the other direction, all the way to left lane. Line flicks up a shot with the left hand. It's good, and one. 12 for Dubert. She'll have the free throw line and try to complete a three-point play. Bloom picks up her first. And Dubert has St. John Tipton back up by eight. Dubert, free throw, bucket. 76% on the year, drills the free throw. She's got 13. 15 seconds into the third quarter, it's back to a 9-point advantage for the Lady Blue Jays. Bloom across the front court. Dribbles to the right wing, hands it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to the baseline, Osterhout. She'll back down, have the ball stripped free. It's into the hands of Brummer. And now the other way, Hollerick. 4-on-1. Brummer inside, flicks up a shot and rattles it home. 4 points for Paige Hollerick, and it's an 11-point lead. The pingest of the night for the Lady Jays. Shoemaker nearly travels, gets it back to Stroff in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt, here's Bloom. We're going to get the double team. Now Osterhaus flicked up ahead. Mock and now Bloom. 1 minute into the third quarter. The Cardinals trailed by 6.5. Now down by 11. Stroffman inside the mock for the ball. Goes through her hands and out of bounds. Good look by Stroffman. The ball just goes right to the hands of Mock. It will come right back out of this game. So 6:54 to go, third quarter. It's 24-13. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore and the Lady Jays with the basketball. Hollerick out on top. There's Brummer. To the left corner to Duber. The double team comes. They get cross court. The ball knocked free by Stroffman, and then she bumps Brummer and fouls. So Kinsey will pick up just her first. Second team foul on the Cardinals here in the second half. It'll be Hollerick who will trigger it in from the near sideline. Left side of the floor, Brummer, a long jumper. It's good. Put on the line, it's a 2. 5 for Brummer. And all of a sudden, it is a 13-point lead for St. John Tipton. A 7-0 spurt to start this third quarter. And now another near steal. Dewart, knocks it out of bounds on the far sideline. I would not be surprised if Coach Moss used the timeout here before long, because it is quickly getting out of hand. Bloom dribbles out of the right wing and all the way into the right corner. Reverses dribble, gets it back out to Shoemaker, and they'll get a bump foul. It's going to go on Brummer, and that'll be her second. First team foul on the Lady Jays. 6:12 to go in the third quarter. 26-13. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore. Bloom spins on the right wing. Now back to Clay Camp, and Bloom retreats with a dribble out in their midcourt. Now she'll dribble to the left wing. Get a screen from Stroffman. Nearly double dribble. Now Osterhaus drives in, lost the basketball, and stolen away by Dubert. Dubert a 3-on-1. Drives in, flicks it off left side. Shot up is going to be blocked away, but a foul, and Brummer will go to the free throw line after the foul by Shoemaker, which is her third. And Coach Moss wants a timeout. And they'll finally grant it to him. And we'll take the timeout. 5:55 to go, third quarter. St. John Tipton starting to pull away, leading by 13 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories: Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
.55 to go, third quarter out of the timeout. It's 26-13. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore, and it'll be Leah Brummer who will have two free throws here out of the timeout after the turnover again by the Cardinals. They've turned it over 12 times in this game. Brummer, 3 of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. First one here is good. One more for Brummer. And she got them both. The 7 for Brummer. It's 28-13 St. John Tipton. And now Bloom in trouble in the backcourt as she gets fouled trying to split a double team. And that's going to be on Wiles. That will be her first. So the Cardinals of the basketball in the backcourt. Alyssa Bloom. We're going to get the double team. Still in the backcourt. Finally spins and gets it off Doster out across the timeline. Now Clay Camp. Inside stolen away by Duber. The other way. Right hand layup is good. 15 for Duber. And the Newman University signee with 15 tonight. And now she gets another steal. Dubert has just been all over the floor. Now Dubert from 25 feet. No good off the back lip and the long rebound to the Cardinals. Bloom quickly in transition. Dribbled into the corner. Now Strothman gets inside and sticks it up and in. 4 for Strothman and Coach Moss with another timeout. The 15-point lead for St. John Tipton in the timeout. 5:10 to go third quarter. 30-15, the Liddy Blue Jays lead here on 92.1 KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
.1 FM, KMZA.
5:10 to go out of the timeout in the third quarter. St. John Tipton led by 6 at the half. But they have gone on what is right now a 11-2 run. And now Wetmore gets the steal. Bloom the other way. Drives into the corner. Stop. Picks up her dribble. Tries to feed to Strothman, but nobody's there. Strothman and Bloom weren't on the same page. Now the other way, Hollerick has the ball stripped out of bounds by Mock. But it'll stay with the Lady Jays, 4:48 to go, third quarter. Inside, a jumper put off the window and in by Katie Brummer. Her first points of the night. The lead is 17 for the Jays. Now another steal for Brummer. She'll put it off the window and in and one. That's Katie Brummer, back-to-back basket. She'll go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play and to try to push the Lady Blue Jay lead to 20. So Katie Brummer to the free throw line on the year, 50%. She only shot 2 free throws all year long. And this free throw is no good. Rebound will go to Strothman. Cardinals with a 19-point deficit facing them right now. Bloom up on top, Osterhaus. Jones, left side, Strothman. Dribbles to the baseline, backs down, gets double-teamed. Osterhaus, a 15-footer, is airballed. Mocks there, Hirsch follows, no good. Strothman with another rebound, then they'll finally get a foul on the inside, and Strothman will go to the line and shoot two. That'll go on Katie Brummer, that will be her first. Strothman out of the free throw line for 2 as she's 2 for 4 here tonight. One more now for Strothman. Average is about 14 points a night, only four so far this evening. Second free throw is good. So five now for Strothman. It's 34-16. St. John Tipton leads by 18 with 4:10 to go third quarter. Here's Lauren Dubert out on top. She'll step back, dribble to the elbow, pick it off Hollerick. Now back to the foul line. Katie Brummer faces up, dribbles once to Hollerick. She'll get inside to Brummer. She'll spin, have the shot blocked away by Osterhout. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Lady Jane. Dubert will trigger it in. Gets it into the corner to Jones. Back into the corner. Now a pull-up jumper by Brummer. It's way too strong. Fight for the rebound. Strothman yanks it away. They're going to get a jump ball again. Wetmore will have it, though, on the arrow this time. Kind of a quick whistle on a jump ball. But nonetheless, Wetmore will have it back, trailing by 18. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Bloom, double team in the backcourt, throws it off the leg of Katie Brummer. It'll go out of bounds and stay with Wetmore. Bloom rips through, dribbles across into a double team. Now mocked to the baseline. She'll run up, shoot up a shot that sparks out of bounds. A lot of contact. There's no whistle. And Coach Moss looks at Mock and says, that's exactly what I want you to do. He didn't get the call. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Wetmore. 3:37 to go, third quarter. Bloom will trigger it in. Still looking. Just dropping inside, and she gets hit on the arm and fouled as she goes up for a shot. And they're going to talk about it to make sure it is, too. I think it is. It should be, and it is. That'll be again on Katie Brummer. That'll quickly be her second. And now Strothman to the line for a pair. Just went one of two from the line, but she knocked down the first here. One more for Kinsey Strothman, looking to pull Wetmore back to within 16. And she got them both. So now seven for Strothman. It's 34-18. St. John Tipton leads with the basketball with 3:30 to go in the third. Top of the key jumper by Hollerick is short. Offensive rebound for Jones, but she has a rip free and stolen away by Strothman. Kinsey into the forecourt. Stops in the left corner. Out to Osterhout. Back to Strothman. She'll rip through to the baseline. Get bumped. Flick it out to Shoemaker, who retrieves it. And now we're going to have another jump ball called. Possession arrow will give it to the Blue Jays. Man, letting a lot of contact go. But they've been letting it go all night long. Wiles and Schmidt back into the game for St. John Tipton. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Lady Jays the basketball back, leading by 16. Dubert out on top, gets a screen, dribbles to the wing, feeds in the middle lane to Wiles. She'll stop, pull it from 10 feet, her shot short. Ball tapped out of bounds by Schmidt. It'll be Wetmore basketball. Bloom in the backcourt. Gets it back off to Osterhout. Kicked up ahead, Mock. Across the timeline, she'll dribble it around and give it back off to Bloom, who will reset across the timeline. Bloom now dribbles to the left wing, reverses dribble, flicks it between the rings to Osterhout. Picks up her dribble, now Strothman on the wing. Drips through the baseline. Guarded by Hollerick, now Osterhout to Shoemaker. Thought about a three, now Bloom. She will try a three, and it's in and out. Rebound, though, to Shoemaker. She'll flick up a shot, and it's good. Five for Abby Shoemaker, and it's back to a 14-point game with 2:22 to go in the third. Dubert, a jumper, no. Rebound, though, into the hands of Hollerick, and she gets fouled. That is going to be, I think, on Mock. It should be her first. And it is. So Lady Jays will have a baseline out of bounds. Dubert will trigger it in with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Dubert flicks it up on top to Wiles. Now Hollerick. Back into the corner, Dubert. Wide open three, and it's off the side of the backboard. The long rebound will go to Bloom. That was the worst shot we've seen Dubert take tonight. Didn't really set her feet at all. Just kind of flicked it up with her wrist. Strothman to Bloom. She'll dribble to the wing. Now into the corner to Mock. Back to Bloom. Inside Osterhaus to Mock. A 17-foot jumper is off the back rim. No good. Fight for the rebound, and Strothman's got it. She'll dribble back inside. Put it up in the left hand. Missed it. A wide-open left-hand layup is no good. and Coach Moss can just look up to the sky in frustration. Lead still 14 for the Jays. Here's Brummer, a three. Good. It's a two. Leah Brummer, a foot on the line, it's a two. She's got nine. But it's back to a 16-point advantage for St. John Tipton. Oh, ton of contact. No whistle. Dubert, the steal, and the layup. My goodness. Bloom got absolutely hammered. And there's no call. And now a nearly another steal. Strothman gets it up ahead to Shoemaker. It will get into Osterhaus. She flicks up a shot, and she gets fouled. But Coach Moss is irate with the officials, and I can't say I blame him. I mean, Alyssa Bloom got absolutely body checked, and that's the reason why she lost the basketball. That foul was on Ella Wild, which is her third. Get into Shoemaker, a corner three, in and out. Rebound on to Strothman, and she gets fouled in the arm, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Great work by Osterhaus and Strothman on the inside. And again, that's on Wiles. That's her fourth. Strothman's first free throw is good. Kinsey has now made four in a row as Wiles checks out, Jones back in. Strothman now with one more, looking to pull Wetmore back to within 14 with a minute and 4 seconds remaining in the third, and she does. Nine for Strothman, 36-22, St. John Tipton, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Middle of the lane, Schmidt, dribble to the elbow, spins up and under, now Hollerick. Schmidt, and she travels. Sixth turnover for the Lady Jays, and Wetmore will have it back with 50.8 to go here in the third quarter. I take that back. It's 38-22, so it's still a 16-point deficit for Wetmore. Shoemaker drives in, gets it off to Mock. She'll put it off the window and in. First point tonight for Michaela Mock, and now it's a 14-point game. We're under 40 seconds to go in the third. Over to cross half court, just going to hold on to it. Bloom extends the zone a little bit. Hollerick to Schmidt. Brummer tries a three. It's going to be way short. It's airballed. Jones tries to save it in, but it's into the hands of Osterhaus. Plenty of time, 20 seconds to go. Osterhaus, double team, kicks it off to Bloom, and she turns it over. Here's Duber, 12 seconds to go. Across the timeline, out on top. Wow, what a wasted opportunity for the Cardinals. Duber in the middle of the lane, right hand floater off the windows, no good. Fight for the rebound, and then we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it over to the Cardinals with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oh, wow, they actually called a foul. Ooh, they initially called a jump ball. One referee had a jump ball. The other one signals a foul on Lauren Duber. So that is going to send Reagan Osterhaus to the other end for a 1-1 with 2 seconds to go. This is huge because this could pull Wetmore back to within just 12 going into the fourth quarter. Osterhaus' first trip to the line tonight. Her free throw is good. Seven for Osterhaus, the first time she scored here in the third quarter. Osterhaus, tall, lengthy shooter, yes. Eight for Osterhaus, 2 seconds to go. Hollerick looking to trigger it in, gets it into Duber. She'll dribble and shoot a ball from half court, it's short. And that's how the third quarter comes to a close. So the Cardinals, after trailing by 20, now pulled it back down to a 12-point deficit heading to the fourth quarter. The end of three, St. John Tipton 38, Wetmore 26, the fourth quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter, Wetmore with the basketball, trailing by 12. Kinsey's dropping it to the elbow to Osterhout. She'll spin, face up, kick it left side to Mock. She'll dribbles it out on top. Mock now picks up her dribble. Gets it off to Stroffman on the right of the front court. Kinsey working on Dubert, who's got two fouls. Now Bloom on the inside. Backs it back out. Bloom all the way up on top, reverses dribble all the way near midcourt. Bloom now dribbles to the left wing. Gets the screen, picks it up, gets to Osterhout. 10-foot jumper on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound, it's loose. Stroffman's got it. She'll force up a shot and get fouled. And if that's on Dubert, that's number three. It is going to be on Lauren Dubert, and that will be number three. Kinsey Stroffman back to the free throw line. She has made five consecutive free throws and seven of her last eight attempts. Got the first. One more now for Stroffman to pull the Cardinals back to within 10. They've trailed by 20 here in the second half. Second free throw is good. Stroffman now with 11. It's 38-28. The Cardinals looking to make a miraculous comeback. They are not going to let Lauren Dubert shoot the basketball if they can keep it. They are face guarding her now in a box and one. Dubert back into his zone. Dubert dribbles out on top. Now to the right elbow. Pull up 15 footer is in and out. Offensive rebound Jones. Their shot blocked away by Osterhaus. It's taken by the Cardinals. Stroffman up ahead. Bloom on the right wing. Back out Stroffman. Kinsey now backs it back out. She's got Schmidt on her with four fouls. Mock out on top. Left side Bloom. Inside Osterhaus on the left block. Back down. Shoots up a shot that's no good. Shoemaker fights for the rebound and will have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to the Lady Jays. Coach Bergman wants a timeout and they grant it to her. It's a full timeout. We'll take the break. 6:40 to go. Do the Cardinals have a comeback left in them? 38-28. St. John Tipton leads. You're on MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
6:38 to go. St. John tipped in with a basketball and a 10-point lead. The Cardinals trailed by 20, now only down by 10. Dubert's got it right of the wing. You got Bloom face guarding her. Hollerick on the left wing. Back on top to Leah Brummer. Left side. Here's a three by Hollerick. It's short. Offensive rebound, though, for Schmidt. She'll dribble to the middle of the lane. Spin it back left side. Dubert, a three. No. The offensive rebound, though, for Hollerick. Her shot up and good. Three opportunities to get a defensive rebound, and they don't get it. Now here's Stroffman in the backcourt. Lead back to 12 for the Lady Jays with under 6 minutes to go. Wetmore's got to start moving quickly because their offense is not a fast-moving offense as it is. Stroffman on the right wing. Guarded by Duber. Gets a screen from Osterhaus. Down low. Osterhaus layup. Good. Nice little two-man game between Osterhaus and Stroffman. 10 for Greg and Osterhaus, and it's back to 10 with 5:40 to go. Dubert across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, gets a screen, crosses over, kicks it left side of the floor to Hollerich, inside the floor to Schmidt, now with Brummer, down low to Jones, she double dribbles, yes. Seventh turnover for the Blue Jays. Wiles back into the game for Jones, 5:25 to go, and again the Cardinals are going to face pressure, they're going to face it the rest of this game. 40-30 our score. The Cardinals trailed by 20 and now only down 10. Blue to Osterhaus, back to Blue in the backcourt. And she'll slowly dribble across the timeline and kick it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker back out to Blue. A bucket here would be absolutely huge. Stroffman on the right wing. Gets a screen from Osterhaus. Backs up. Osterhaus on the baseline. Dribbles. Goes cross court to Blue. She'll dribble the back out to the wing. Now Shoemaker out on top. Picks up the dribble. Feeds it off to Blue, who reset up on top. Now Stroffman, a wide open three. No, wide right. Wow, what a good look for Stroffman. Just didn't get it to go. Dubert back the other way. Gets it off to Broomer in the corner. Catches. Gets it back out. Dubert. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Now the middle of the lane. Feeds it inside Wiles. She lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Fought for it. The Cardinals have it, and it's turned over. Now they're going to get a foul and a jump ball, actually. It's going to give the possession arrow to the Cardinals. 4:37 to go, 40-30. St. John Tipton leads by 10. Donovan West girls up 40-34 over Little River starting the fourth quarter. Here are the Wetmore girls out of the Twin Valley League as well, only down by 10. Still time left, but got to get going here quickly. Stroffman in the forecourt, dribbles all the way to the corner. Stops, picks up the dribble. Now Osterhaus, trips around Bloom. Wide open, left wing, three. No, too strong. Offensive rebound for Mock in the corner. She gets double teamed, and there's going to be a timeout by coach Adam Mock as he saves the possession. Great hustle by Mock. It's got to be a full one, so the Cardinals will have it. A full timeout with 4:21 to go. Two really good looks from three-point land for the Cardinals. 4:21 to go, 40-30. St. John Tipton leads. We come back on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
4:21 to go in the game. It's 40-30. St. John Tipton leads Wetmore, where the Cardinals have the basketball here out of the timeout. Melissa Bloom will trigger in the corner. Gets it into Mock on the left wing. Back to Bloom. She gets the screen from Stroffman. Bloom to the baseline. Feeds it inside to Osterhaus, who lays it up, and she missed an open look. Got it back and puts it up and in. Great hustle by Reagan Osterhaus. She's got 12, and it is an 8-point game with 4:05 to go. Dubert nearly travels. That's going to go out of bounds. No, that was a near steal. And now the referees are going to come over and talk about it quickly. I thought it went off Hollerich last, but that was very close. And I think they're just checking on the possession arrow, actually. They want to make sure the arrow is right. I believe it is. It's in favor of St. John Tipton right now. That's the way it should be. And so now Coach Moss wants an explanation of what the situation is, and the referee comes over and tells him. He says, okay, I get it, we're good. And so it'll be Blue Jay basketball. 4 minutes to go. Wetmore only down by 8 after trailing by 20 in the third quarter. Dubert will just hold on to it out on top. Here's Hollerich between the ring. Shoemaker comes out on her. Wetmore's in a man-to-man. Dubert now, left of the head of the circle. Flicks it around to the floor to Broomer. A three. No. Rebound, tapped out of bounds. Now it's saved in. St. John Tipton has it, and they'll get a timeout with 3:41 to go. So they get the missed shot, but don't collect the defensive rebound. Another timeout. Again, we'll take it. 3:41 to go. 40-32. St. John Tipton leads by 8 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, a missed shot. Ball saved in. Wetmore's got it. Bloom in the backcourt. Double team comes. Bloom tries to split it. She does. Now a 5-on-3. Bloom into the right corner. Now she'll back it back out. Hands it off to Osterhout, who gives it back to Bloom right of the forecourt. 8-point game, 5-3-20 to go. Strothman on the right wing. Dribbles the elbow. Feeds it inside the box with go. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. 18th turnover for the Cardinals. They've had so many chances to get back in this game, but have not capitalized. 3:16 to go. 40-32. Arnold still in a man-to-man. Lauren Duber guarded by Alyssa Bloom. Duber just rips through, drives in, and they're going to call a foul on Shoemaker. That was kind of a weak foul call. Shoemaker is going to pick up her fourth. And so now Duber will trigger it in from the baseline with 3:06 to go. Get into Wiles. Duber pull up 15 footer is good. 19 for Duber. Bloom just locked her on the inbound. And now it's back to a 10-point game. Breaking the press. Bloom on the left wing. Picks it back up. Feeds it to Osterhaus between the circles. She'll dribble to the foul line. Give it right side to Mott. Cross court pass Shoemaker. Inside to Strothman. She collects it. Lost it. Got it back. And now a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it over to Lady James with 2:43 to go and a 10-point lead. Now the Cardinals again are going to extend pressure in this man-to-man. Duber will walk the ball up the floor, guarded by Bloom. Drives right by, gives it to the left wing to Schmidt. Now Duber again on the corner. She'll drive all the way inside, scoop up a shot and get fouled, but they're going to call it on the floor. It doesn't matter. Duber's going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 2:32 remaining. It's going to be on Mock. That will be her second. So Duber to the free throw line for a 1-1. Nearly automatic from the free throw line, 76%. 1-1 tonight. And her free throw is good. Nothing but nylon. She'll earn the bonus. Right on her season average. She averages 22 a night. Got 20 right now. And make it 21. Duber knocks down both, and it's back to a 12-point lead. Now Shoemaker across the timeline, nearly carried the basketball, and he gets it out to Bloom. The Cardinals got to get offense going quickly. Bloom up on top, gets a screen, takes another corner, Strothman, an open look for a three. Yes! Big three by Kinsey Strothman. She's got 14, and it's back to a 9-point game with 2:10 to go. Dubert across the timeline, dribbles to the wing, all the way to the left side of the floor. Now reverses dribble, kicks the Wiles up on top. Ball to the right baseline. Brummer drives in. Shot blocked out of bounds by Osterhaus, but she got her on the arm. That's going to send Leah Brummer to the free throw line, who has been nearly automatic tonight, 5 of 6. Brummer on the year, also a great free throw shooter. She's 76% on the year. So now Osterhaus has 4. Brummer free throw is in and out. Big free throw here. It's a 3-possession game right now with 1:55 to go. This would make it a 4-possession game. Brummer, second one, yes. 10 for Brummer, 45-35. And the Cardinals will bring it the other way with Strothman in transition. All the way to the baseline. She puts it up left and short. Rebound to Schmidt. And the Lady Jays will bring it the other way. Coach Moss is not happy again. He thought it should have been a foul call. A lot of contact. And here's Wiles on the baseline. Has it stripped away. Got it back. Now Schmidt's out on top. He'll dribble to the wing and we'll get a 3-second lane violation. Cardinals have it back down by 10, but only 94 seconds to go. Bloom in the backcourt. He just throws it away to Dubert, who flicks it up and missed it. Got it back, puts it up and in. That might be the dagger right there. That is just the story of the night for the Cardinals. They've turned it over 19 times. 12-point lead now for the Blue Jays. The Cardinals have battled so hard just to try to get back into this game. It might be too little too late. Strothman pull up 10-footer. Yes, and a foul. 16 for Strothman. She'll go to the line to try to complete a 3-point play. This will bring it back to a 9-point game. 108 remaining. Strothman's made 7 in a row. Make it 8. She's got 17. And it's 47-38. Now a near steal for Mock. She knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Lady Jane. Dubert now will trigger it in with 108 to go. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Schmidt's got it. She'll dribble all the way to the wing. Now picks up her dribble. Gets it to Brummer. Now Dubert. She'll get to the baseline. Dribble through contact. Put it from 10 feet and rattle it home. 25 for Lauren Dubert. And now the other way. Here's Strothman. Off to Mock. Right-hand layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. Mock gets it back. Falls to the floor. It's taken by the Lady Jays. A lot of contact again. Ball poked out of bounds. And now Mock is slow to get up. 42.6 to go. It's 49-38. St. John Tipton. And Mock favoring her right knee. She's had problems with her knee before. And now arriving in a lot of pain as Caitlin Claycamp checks back in. And Mock will get to her feet. They just need a little help to walk off the floor. The timer's starting to run out now on the Cardinals. Trail by 11. And St. John Tipton has the basketball. Cardinals are going to have to foul immediately. They don't really have time to try to trap or get a steal. And they're just going to double-team Dubert. And Dubert breaks the pressure and dribbles the other end. Dribbles inside, now back outside, 38 seconds to go. Dubert just dribbling out on top. Again, is looking for a screen, doesn't get it. Dubert now just dribbling around, only 30 seconds to go. St. John Tipton faithful come to their feet, and they'll get a foul on Shoemaker. He will foul out of this game. That's number 5 on Shoemaker. We'll see a freshman, Riley Nichols, come into the game for the first time. It's starting to set in now for the Wetmore girls with only 28 seconds to go. This is Dubert to the free throw line, 3-for-3 this evening. She is every bit as advertised and knocks down the free throw to earn the bonus. Not many girls in the state of Kansas in 1A Division II that can pull off the moves and have the shot that Dubert does, but she misses the second free throw. 25-6 to go. Strothman in the forecourt. Stops in the corner. Nichols lost it out of bounds. So 20 seconds to go. And Leah Brummer will get it in. They're going to try to foul Brummer. She'll dribble it across the timeline, and now they will get the foul. Claycamp will pick it up. So that will send Leah Brummer to the free throw line. She is 6 of 8 from the stripe tonight. 15.8 remaining. Brummer's free throw is good. Second on the way. Got it again. And 15 seconds to go. St. John Tipton still putting pressure on. Bloom across the timeline. Dribbles to the corner. Reverses dribble. Gets to Osterhout. Cross court pass Nichols. She'll try a 10-footer. It's good. But that's not going to matter. Too late. A little too late. Final score tonight. St. John Tipton, 52. Wetmore, 40. Let's take our post-game timeout. We'll come back with our final statistics here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state of the art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up to date in technology. We're motivated. We're up to date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Beloit High School. We've reached the final of our girls' Class 1A Division II sub-state basketball contest, or excuse me, state basketball quarterfinal contest, and it's St. John Tipton holding on for a 52-40 victory. They're moving on to the Final Four coming up on Thursday. Johnny came back with you, and well, St. John Tipton led 8-7 after one. They pushed their lead to 6 at halftime, but the biggest number came in the third quarter. 19-13, third quarter allowed the Blue Jays to get up by 12 going into the fourth, led by as many as 20, actually, in the third quarter, and eventually hold on to win 52-40. The Cardinals had it down to an 8-point game at one point in the fourth, but ultimately too many turnovers and not enough to come back in this game. Look at the final numbers. We'll start with the Cardinals. 20 turnovers, 1 three-pointer, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. And they're led in scoring by Kinsey Strothman, who had 17, with 10 of 13 shooting from the free throw line. Reagan Osterhaus, 12. 5 for Abby Shoemaker. Riley Nichols had 2. Alyssa Bloom, 2. Michaela Mock, 2. For the Cardinals to wrap up the year at 17-8. St. John Tipton, meanwhile, they finished with just 9 turnovers, hit 2 threes, 14 of 18 from the free throw line. They were led in scoring, as they have been all year, by Lauren Dubert. 26 big ones tonight, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She is the real deal, hit 2 threes. She is as advertised. She is one of the best players I have seen by far this season. Leah Brummer added 12 points as she made 8 of 10 free throw shooting. 6 for Paige Hollerick, 4 for Katie Brummer, 2 apiece for Ella Wiles and Emma Jones. So again, the Blue Jays are now 18-1 on the year. Move on to the semifinals coming up on Thursday where they await their semifinal opponent. Time to pick our play of the bank on, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. The final one here for these Wetmore girls this season, and it's going to be Kinsey Stroffman. She was outstanding tonight. 17 points, 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Reagan Osterhaus, she was equally as good with 12, but Stroffman, she will be our player to bank on. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have more state basketball broadcasts. We'll have the Valley Heights girls and another Twin Valley League team on 92.1 KMZA in Class 2A as the Valley Heights girls are set to play host to the Waubonsie Chargers. We'll be live about 10 till for the action of that one. Also check out MSCSports.net. We'll have updated brackets as well for area teams. We do have a couple of finals we can pass along. So that the girls are into the Final Four with a 47-28 win over Silver Lake in Class 3A. Donovan West girls are into the 1A state tournament semifinals as well with a 57-44 win over Little River. So far, two teams have advanced to the semifinals for our local teams. Holton boys fell big to Bishop Miege earlier tonight, a 78-37 final in that one. Miege expected to win Class 4A here this season. So that's going to wrap things up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. What a year for the Cardinals. 17-8 overall, and they make it here to the state tournament in 2021. With that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. For our man, Kirk Gilman, taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane. Final score tonight, St. John Tipton 52, Wetmore 40. Thank you for listening. Have a good